Hello, I'm Pastor Doug Meacham from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio. We welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week we will be talking about technology. You know, I've always enjoyed learning about new forms of technology through the years, and it seems like it's become a regular part of life these days for us. You know, someone said that they find that they text people so much that one time they even tried to text someone with a landline. And another said that they often hope for red lights when driving so they can send text messages at the stop. When I was a kid, though, you know, we didn't do much with technology when it came to playing with our friends or doing our schoolwork. Gosh, I can remember running around the neighborhood playing with friends, and we didn't really have any phones in our hands or, computer games or anything like that going on. Not until later as a kid did we even have video games. But it was awesome. And, you know, if you wanted to have a picture of someone, you would have to use a camera and then get the film developed at a store. And it would take several days to get those pictures back from the store. And sometimes it would be even a little longer if you had a bigger size you were looking for, you know. And then one day we were amazed by a new type of technology of camera called a Polaroid, and it would actually pop out the photo as soon as you took the picture. You know, you would have to wait for a minute or two, of course, though, for it to come into focus on the little picture there. And, we always felt like, it was working a little bit faster if you would shake the picture. You see people taking those photos and then shaking those, trying to get them to come into focus. You know, and we would have never imagined back in that time that someday we could actually take a photo with our phone, funny enough, and see it right away. Plus, then we could send it to our friends right next to us and family members, or we could send it thousands of miles away with a touch of a button. Who knew, right? You know, I was always a fan of futuristic TV shows and movies as well, and it was so amazing for me to see actors on Star Trek talking into their watches with other members of the Starfleet. And nowadays, you know, I can do that anytime throughout the day on my Apple Watch if I want. You know, I was also a fan of Back to the Future 2, and that's where you would see flying cars and hoverboards and video chatting, and that felt like it was way off in the future. But if you do a search online today, you'll see that each of those things are available right now. Of course, many of us use video chatting each day on our phones if you're FaceTiming anyone, right? But another futuristic item, though, that I remember being fascinated by through the years in movies was the use of a jetpack. I think James Bond used one and a few others there through the years in movies. But one of my favorite video social media pages to follow right now is from a company called Gravity Industries. And they have a jetpack available that can be purchased by the general public for around $400,000. Whew! That's a bit out of my price range, but I still enjoy watching the videos of different individuals flying around with these jetpacks on. You know, they can fly over water and land or snow, anything you can imagine. You see them flying all around. And I think it'd be nice to have one of those to travel into town to get some groceries every now and then. But as I often mention, one of our favorite places to go on vacation also features various technologies and futuristic devices, and that's Disney World. Of course, right? But with areas in the park called things like Tomorrowland and Future World, you'd have to imagine that this was an important topic for the Disney company. Just to get to the main entrance of the Magic Kingdom, in fact, you will typically arrive on a futuristic vehicle called a monorail. And if you do a search online, you can find lists of things that Disney has invented over the years. And many of the technologies we see and technological items out there we use started with them. You know, one of our favorite attractions to visit there is called the Carousel of Progress. And it's a theater that actually moves around the stage in a circle. And each stop as you go around the circle shows you technology from a different time period. You can see what was available in the 20s and the 40s, 60s, and then, of course, in the present time. And the funny thing is that they have to keep adjusting the technology that's available in the present, because the attraction was actually released back in the 60s at the World's Fair. You know, as a parent, it's a blessing to be able to use technology to stay in touch with the family. You know, I can't imagine what my parents went through when I was a kid, not knowing where I was some evenings and really having no way to get in touch with me. Of course, that was even before pagers that came out. And I guess, they had to have a lot of trust in me that I was doing the right thing and being safe. But nowadays, our family actually uses a group chat to be able to communicate with each other about what is happening each day and what things we should be aware of that might need completed. You know, it's also helpful, of course, when I run to the store and have to send photos back to my wife when I can't remember what item specifically she wanted me to get. Do you want this flavor or that flavor? You know, I have to ask. You know, my kids went almost entirely online to school through the Virtual Academy over the years, and that helped them get college associate degrees when graduating from high school, and that's been such a blessing to see happen. You know, I even use technology to help regulate and keep track of my health. You know, with the Apple Watch, I'm able to track how many steps I take throughout the day and monitor my heart rate. You know, and it helps keep in mind that I should keep moving throughout the day. You know, it'll even tell you that if you've been sitting for a while, time to get up. And, you know, even though most days I stay so busy that I forget about it and I find out that evening how many steps I've taken. You know, it all makes me wonder what technology might be available in the future. And it makes me think about what those in the Bible who shared prophecy about the things to come here on earth might have thought about, right? Well, Mark 16:15 says, "He said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.'" Now, back at that time, I'm sure the thought was to travel on foot or horseback or some other method to preach the gospel to people in person. But think about what can be accomplished today with the internet, satellite TV, and even jet planes, right? We can literally share the gospel around the world with the stroke of a key on our computer. It makes you wonder if the connection Jesus had with our Heavenly Father may have given him some insight into what was to come in the future. We don't know, right? God knows all things. And that reminds me that we need to be careful of how we use technology in our lives today. You know, every day you can go online and see people complaining or putting people down or even being bullies online. We've seen that. But you can also see people lifting each other up, sharing scriptures and encouragement and offering help to others. You know, I really love to read about and see all those things, of course, that are new technologies coming our way. But it's so much more important to me for us to be able to focus on what really matters. And that's for salvation to come to the lost, right? You know, if we can use technology to help us accomplish that task, then we're certainly using it for the right reasons. And that is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey. You know, our podcast again is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church. And more information can be found out about Grace Chapel at gracechapel.us. That's gracechapel.us. Remember that you can also send me an email directly to PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Again, that's PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. So won't you join us again next week for Life's Beautiful Journey? Thanks again for joining us, and God bless. You make life beautiful.